Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from James chapter 5, verses 7 through 10. Therefore, brothers, be patient until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the valuable harvest from the ground, patiently waiting for it until it receives the early and late rain. You be patient too. Strengthen your hearts, because the coming of the Lord is near. Do not complain about one another, brothers, so that you will not be judged. Look, the judge is standing at the doors. Brothers, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord as an example of suffering with patient endurance. The hardest thing to do is wait. The hardest thing to do is wait. The hardest thing to do is wait. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. If you have a dog, you know one of the hardest things to teach it is patience. But it can be done. You might have seen a video of a dog with a treat on its nose while its owner says, "Wait, wait, wait. Okay." Then the dog flips the treat into the air and gobbles it up. The dog gets rewarded for waiting. But patience isn't just hard for dogs. It's hard for us too. This time of year, we feel it even more. Christmas presents are wrapped already, but you can't open them yet. You might be super excited for grandparents to visit, but you have to wait for them to arrive. You might love Christmas Eve church or Christmas Day worship, but you have to wait for the day to get here. Our Bible reading for today talks about patience. Being patient is a good thing, but it's only really worth it when the person making the promise is someone you can trust. Sometimes people make promises they can't keep, and that makes us sad. But God says, "Be patient until the coming of the Lord." God promises that one day Jesus will come back in glory with his angels. He will make a new heaven and a new earth. He promises that everyone who believes in him will live with him forever. But we have to wait, and it's not time yet. So what do we do while we wait? We keep listening to God's word. We keep living as God's children. We keep fighting against sin. We forgive others, and they forgive us. We keep going, day after day, with Jesus helping us. The prophets in the Bible had to wait too. They waited hundreds of years for Jesus' first coming. And just like a farmer waits for his crops to grow, we wait for Jesus to return. The world is getting ready, and so are we. Being patient isn't easy, but we know something important. God always keeps his promises. Not one of his promises has ever failed, and they never will. So we wait. But we wait with excitement, because we know Jesus really is coming again. We pray to Jesus. Lord Jesus, please help us be patient. You promised to come back and make a brand new heaven and earth where there is no sin or sadness. Help us believe and trust your promises every day and find strength in daily living. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.